At the Port of Astoria Commission meeting Tuesday night, commissioners voted unanimously to approve Enterprise Zone abatement status for the Fort George Brewery's purchase of the Astoria warehousing property on Marine Drive in Astoria. The brewery is seeking approval for temporary tax abatement on new investment in the properties. They're investing $12.5 million in the project, including the purchase price for the lots. That amount is the threshold for consideration for an Enterprise Zone project. At the port meeting, Kevin Leahy, manager of the Clatsop Enterprise Zone, spoke about the project. He said it's unusual for a rural project to garner this kind of investment, especially from a local firm. He referred to Big Beams LLC, the business name Fort George is operating under. The brewery will be offering wages substantially above the average county wage as part of the terms of the Enterprise Zone agreement. Here's Kevin Leahy.
The minimum employment is Big Beams will hire and continue to employ at least 35 full-time employees at the facility that we're talking about by the end of the third calendar year. And we did some numbers here. You know, we always talk about, our wages here in Clatsop County. We are at 71% of the state average here in Clatsop County, $37,878, 71%. The Oregon average is $53,000. This is on as of 2018. With Big Beams, with 130%, which is the percentage that they need to be paying the salaries at this facility, the 130% would be at $49,241, which is 93% of the state average. You know, we talk a lot. All of us are dealing with issues with housing and things, and it's just great to just see what we'd call family wage jobs as part of this discussion this evening.
The Port Commission's approval means that two of the needed four area Enterprise Zone partners have given their okay. The City of Astoria gave their approval at Monday night's council meeting. In coming days, Fort George will seek the approval of the City of Warrenton and the Clatsop County Commission. Once those permissions are approved, the brewery can move forward with renovations. The 15-year tax abatement Enterprise Zone agreement applies to taxes on improvements made to the property on Marine Drive. The agreement does not affect property taxes for the lots. I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.